This is a really large campus, and it's coming along really, really well. And we just have a few more I's to dot and T's to cross, but I think it's very far along and exciting. Ms. Gould, if you're ready, I have a commitment at 12:30. She knows this. And rather than possibly being in the middle of an item, I'm going to go ahead and hand over the chair duties to Ms. Gould. And I'll probably just still listen in for a bit. But if you're ready to go, we're then going back to 5 and 6, which will be probably some fairly similar conversations, hopefully reduced. So thank you, Ms. Madam Chair. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
So as the chair just said, this brings us to item number 5. PR 2021-005573, including SD 2021-00171, a preliminary plat, SD 2021-00172, vacation of private easement, and SD 2021-174 SD 2021-00174 through 175, sorry about that, which are both vacations of private easements, and SD 2021-00176 through 1081, which are vacations of public easements. Who is going to present from the applicant team?
I believe that would be Mr. Velasquez.
Okay.
Good morning, Madam Chair and DRB Board. This, again, is a continuation of our project. Mr. Gleason had previously went through kind of the east development, which is what we're talking about now. And as discussed previously, there is both a site plan, which includes a number of vacation actions, as well as the site plan. The plat itself is working to consolidate some existing utilities, as well as solidify the vacation of existing right-of-way that was recently approved at City Council. And, you know, I think Mr. Gleason did a great job with his presentation and his slide deck related to what this expansion looks like. And so I think now we would stand for comments.
Okay. Thank you. And do we have any members of the public that would like to speak on item 5 or 6? Okay. I do not see anyone. So if we can then go through... the applicant has nothing further, we will go through board comments on the plat.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have, you know, a couple pages of comments on these. Those are provided to you. I'd be happy to answer any questions on those. I think big picture, we're looking for the Santec report to be finalized. That's the basis of some of the infrastructure list items. We need that in a final format approved by the Water Authority to develop the final infrastructure list. That's required for this platting action. The concern over sharing a sewer service applies to the site plan on the east as well as it does to the north. So that's something that's applicable to both. On the east, there are multiple, there's 3 total parcels, I think, that are proposed to share service currently. So we'll need a solution related to all 3 of those. That includes the main Netflix east as well as the 2 periphery parcels to the south and to the northeast. We do have that Santec report in, and we are looking at that in terms of both myself and Chris Cadena reviewing that for any necessary changes or revisions. Regarding the vacations, there's a half page of comments on those. I think the ones that we particularly have concerns over are there's one where we have an existing public water line within the easement still, and so that's the extent of the vacation can't extend the full request length. We do have the drainage easement we've discussed. The current request on that is to provide in the infrastructure list a piped drain for that reservoir to the public sewer system in Eastman. bulk storm sewer system in Eastman. That would be the resolution of that particular easement, the drainage easement from the reservoir site. And most of the other ones we were okay with. We do want to ensure that we have access to that reservoir site in the interim. And right now there's a driveway through a private access easement, through a waterline easement from Eastman to get to that reservoir site. That driveway is going to be incorporated into the Netflix property. And it's my understanding it's going to be behind their gate. So we do need a solution as to the access to that reservoir once this is under construction and once, you know, those gates go up. That's the big overview picture. I'd be happy to discuss any details, but I expect we'll be in touch regarding resolution of these as you guys move forward. Thank you.
This is Mike Loswitz with Bohannon Houston. Madam Chair and Board Member Carter, thank you very much for those comments. I did have one question related to the water and sewer availability statement. What is the timing expected of that statement? Because I would imagine that that would be contingent upon also getting the infrastructure list signed in the future.
This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I think the current status of that, it's still in what we call researching. So it's a draft prepared. We've looked at, you know, currently the fire flow is coming from university. I think we can meet it there. There's, you know, the requirement for separate services applies to both, you know, sewer and water. So that's something that's needs to be resolved one way or the other in terms of the applicant team. What are we doing with that? Is it either going to be a replat or are we going to have separate services? I think the other key item that is unresolved on this point in terms of us issuing a statement is the service for the periphery track that is track number 3 on the north side of the site there. That's a separate parcel. It needs separate sewer service in the basin that it's in. It's currently proposed to go north. There's quite a bit of infrastructure needed to get, you know, a sewer service there. So currently, the thought is to include that in the statement. I think we'd like to, you know, if you have any feedback on that, we can discuss it, but that's currently where that's going. The Necklace North statement basically says, you know, the parcels are required to have separate sewer service that's in there. I think this one we need to be a little bit more definite in terms of how that's handled because there are multiple separate parcels. And for example, track 3 does not have a current venue. There's not a main out front for it to tie into. Track 1 does have a main to tie into in terms of it can go due west into university potentially. So I think it's a little more complicated than north. The current status is it's researching. It's been drafted. I think we're just working the resolution of, you know, sewer connections. Water connections are a little bit easier. And once we have those items finalized, it's been pretty rapid in terms of the final review stage, but again, about a week on that. And we are doing the intermediate review stage, my review, Chris's review, as this one's going forward. So I would expect once we have those answers, it'd be pretty quick to move into the final processing stage. I don't know what, in terms of the resolution of the shared sewer, that's a big, you know, we kind of need an answer on that definite direction. To wrap that up. So it's about as far as we can get it at this point until we have an answer on that.
Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with code enforcement. Similar to the last project that we discussed concerning the plat, the only comment specifically has to do with the property being located in the Kirtland Air Force Base military influence area and the requirement to have the referrals to commenting agencies once again. So as mentioned before, I will work to ensure that you have the contacts. I know you already have the Kirtland Air Force Base community planner and we'll make sure you have the city aviation contact. That's all I have for the plat.
Thank you. Parks.
Summer Felt with Parks and Recreation Department. We have no objection to the vacations. A similar question about treatment of university regarding recreational potential. So that would be a discussion for later, I'm guessing.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armejo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of July 16, 2021. This is the one where we would like you to please add the retention ponds with notes talking about the stabilization.
This is Mike Blaskowitz with Planet Houston, and we will do that. And I want to just make sure that I understand that correctly, is that even though this is accepting private drainage and there's no public water, that note still needs to be included on the infrastructure list.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Yeah, it's like we've been throwing it on there. I mean, since it isn't actually public infrastructure, I understand where you're coming from. So just to make sure that it's covered and that we're, what we've been doing is we've been allowing, just put it in the notes. It doesn't have to be an actual line item.
This is Mike with Bohannon Houston. Thank you for that clarification. That was what I needed.
Transportation?
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. With regard to the plat and associated infrastructure list, the Transportation Department has no objection to the proposed vacations. The exhibit with the road cross sections includes Mesa del Sol Boulevard, but this is not shown on the plat. All roads shall be shown on the plat. Road cross sections should be modified to show what is in the master plan amendment. An adjustment was made after EPC to the trail width as part of the EPC comments. On the infrastructure list, include any offsite improvements that are recommended by the approved traffic study. So these included some possible modifications to site access ways and left and recommended left and turn right, right turn lanes. And any associated right-of-way adjustments may need to be made based on these recommendations. Again, provide curbs at each of the property corners at the intersections to account for making sure public infrastructure is all within right-of-way and site distance needs are taken care of. Also include remaining sidewalk on the east side of University Boulevard from Strand Loop to Stryker, that missing sidewalk link. Just a small clarification on the infrastructure list for Eastman, the exhibit showed a turnaround at the far east end. So make sure, just add the wordage with turnaround to Eastman at the far end. Also consult with City Transit Department for any transit infrastructure that may be needed along University and Mesa del Sol. And I also wanted to note that I really did appreciate the exhibits that were provided as part of this submittal. They were very easy to follow.
Nice.
It's Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. Thank you very much for that. Putting this together was a beast. And Raquel, Michael with our office did a fantastic job. I had one comment related to your first comment. I think it was the first. It was one or two. And it was tied to Mesa del Sol Boulevard. And I just wanted to kind of note that Mesa del Sol Boulevard has not been dedicated as right-of-way as yet. It is shown on the Level B plan set. And so that was one of the main reasons why we didn't include that portion within there, because it still has yet to be dedicated. It is a piece of property that it currently resides on Mesa del Sol Boulevard, Mesa del Sol's property. And so, which will ultimately be dedicated in the future, but as of now, you know, under current conditions, it's not.
Okay. At what point do you plan to include it then?
So I would assume that once the Mesa del Sol Boulevard ultimately gets granted as right away, and or there's a subsequent periphery plat site plan, which we would also anticipate coming in the future. That's that parcel that's along Mesa del Sol Boulevard, that there would be a need for that roadway to be built and constructed.
Madam Chair and Member Wolfenbarger, this is David Campbell. I've been previously testifying in this hearing. You know, that's part of what the master development does. That's foreseen in the master site plan, but it's obviously not part of this approval today. But we look forward to presenting that dedication, the alignment of Mesa del Sol Boulevard at the appropriate time.
Thank you. This is Jean.
Planning comments?
This is Jay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, you go ahead, Robert. No, please, Robert. Sorry.
Sorry, several of the comments will be repeat from the North project, but on the plat, we just wanted to clarify the easement notes. The number of vacations and the notes didn't appear to match up, so I wanted to make sure we're looking at those correctly. The bulk land variance note that Jay had mentioned, and infrastructure list recorded IIA. And they will review again the justification for the public easements and private easements.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Do we have anything further from the board? Do we have anything further from the applicant?
It's Mike Velasquez with Plan Houston. I don't have anything else unless Mr. Gleason does.
Okay. So it sounds to me, go ahead.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. So it sounds to me, based on what we've heard from Water Authority and Transportation and some cleanup from planning, that we will need to defer this case. And when we had comments from Water Authority, it sounded like Mr. Carter wasn't entirely sure when Water Authority would be ready to approve this. So I guess maybe a little help from Water Authority and a little help from the applicant as to what an appropriate deferral would be. And again, reminding us that we don't meet on the 13th, so the choices are the 6th or the 20th of October or later.
This is Blaine Carver, the Water Authority. I was thinking the 20th would be the more appropriate date based upon what we're looking at doing.
Thank you. And this is Maggie Gould again. And Mr. Gleason, Mr. Velasquez, the 20th, is that acceptable?
This is Mike Velasquez with Bohannon Houston. I think that is absolutely acceptable. And we are going to continue to work with various board members in order to work through some of these comments. One of the items that I think would be worthwhile for some clarification on our end is the Level B amendment is going through and should be heard next week or heard again for the second time. Is there a need that Level B amendment be ultimately approved prior to us being able to move forward with the planning action as well as the site plan?
This is Maggie Gould, yes. Okay. And as you both stated in the beginning of your presentations, because this is the part of the project that requires those Level B amendments, the Level B amendment will have to be signed off before we can sign off on your plat and your site plan.
That's what we had anticipated, and it probably was one of the comments within the list, and I apologize if I missed it, but thank you very much for that clarification.
That's perfectly acceptable. Okay. So then do I have a motion to defer item number 9, PR 2021-005573 to the meeting of October 20th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Somerville, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Thank you. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Tarmihill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould with Planning, I approve. So
this is Jay Rodenbeck. Maggie, you read it off as item number 9. I just want to clarify.
Oh. I thought I said 5, but yes, to clarify, this is item number 5 that we are deferring to the meeting of October 20th. And so there is a consensus to defer item number 5, PR 2021-005573, to the meeting of October 20th. And that will bring us to item number 6, PR 2021-005573, SI 2021-1482 site plan. And if the applicant is ready, let's have it.
Madam Chair, we do not have a presentation. The presentation we had at the beginning is okay.
No, I think that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that if anybody has anything additional. Okay. So do we have any members of the public that would like to speak on item number 6, the site plan? I don't see anybody, so let's go through board comments.
Madam Chair, Blaine Carr for the Water Authority. We have no additional new comments aside from those that are on the plat. The same thing applies in terms of the sharing of sewer service. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement, please.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement. Similar to prior, we still have the need for the referrals to commenting agencies notes. Again, also indicate distance or measurement from structure to lot lines, ensuring compliance with required setbacks. Given the site and the amount of parking, there will be a 2% of required vehicle parking shall include electrical vehicle charging stations. And so just need to have those indicated in the parking calculations. And let's see, also once again, the bicycle parking shall comply with IDO section 55E. And once again, it indicated parking is not meeting. So if a reduction is requested, it can be reviewed and approved by the plan director. Also provide the approved alternative landscape plan. And the same note about walls, which as mentioned before, is going to be reviewed further concerning the articulation intervals and the need for the architectural review committee to approve the site lighting plan. And something I didn't mention on the previous project that I thought I should probably just bring up is that on the site lighting plan, there were in the lighting schedule, I believe there, and on the site lighting plan, I believe there's some lighting indicated as kind of upward facing LEDs. And I believe that the level B master plan does call out that everything shall be full cutoff. So I don't think there's any allowance for any upward facing lighting, but just something to review. And then lastly, once again, the indication of the facade design requirements that are being met. And that's all that I have from code enforcement. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Madam Chair.
Certainly.
I do have one just point of clarification I'd like to ask. Could you clarify in terms of the wall articulation, if we are proposing 50-foot segments and the level B says 30-foot segments, what is our process for resolving that?
Is that that question is directed at Mr. Maestas?
Yes.
Okay.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, and I'm going to have to get back to you on that one because being that it's a requirement of the master plan, I don't know yet that whether that constitutes either a major amendment or minor amendment, what that looks like in terms of basically you're seeking to deviate from what's allowed within the master plan. So I'm going to have to look at that one and get back to you on that.
And Madam Chair, Board Member Maestas, I would suggest that one avenue could be that we ask the Mesa del Sol Architectural Review Committee to allow for that as a way of resolving that.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould, Mr. Gleason. We will look at that. I think also we will discuss that internally. We have a zoning committee meeting that meets weekly, and we will get kind of our internal take on that as well, and also reach out to our colleagues. But we'll get that settled in a timely manner.
Thank you.
Okay. Parks and Recreation, please.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. I understand there's an alternative landscape plan. I didn't notice any note about the wood mulch that we usually require. So if you could just add that. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no further comments beyond what we did for the plat.
Thank you. Transportation?
Hello, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I had many of the same comments as I did for the other site plan, including making sure to show roads, accessways on the opposite side of the public roadway to show how the proposed accessways line up with those along Eastman, making sure all the dimensions are in place for all driving aisles, parking spaces, curb right, curb radii and medians, et cetera, making sure all parking calculations are in there, including the ones for electric charging station and handicap spaces, making sure you have 6-foot ADA pathways from the main building doors to both the handicap spaces and then to the public, also to the public right of way, raised median islands. Also, let's see, making sure that you also provide stop signage where it's needed. In some cases, you have stop bars, but not stop signs to go along with those. That's just a minor comment. Add the standard note regarding landscape height restrictions along with the clear sight triangles. Provide a large turning template design to show how large truck traffic is supposed to maneuver through the site. It is noted that there is a 28-foot radius coming off of Eastman toward the far east end. That's in question. It's at an obtuse angle. It seems to me that should be straightened out to come in at a 90-degree angle. But we want to make sure that radius is going to be sufficient for any traffic that you have coming in and out of there. Make sure all property line boundaries and easement boundaries are shown on the site plan. Indicate that all public roadway improvements are to be built for city work order. If there are any unused driveways, replace that with curb and sidewalk. And I wasn't sure if there was any parking aisles or driving aisles over 1200 feet long, but if there are, speed control measurements would need to be implemented per the DPM requirements. Also, there appears to be a drop-off or an area to provide a turnaround on the first entrance east of University on Eastman. I just want to make sure that drop-off area is set back far enough to account for any queuing. Let's see. On one of the entrances to the site, just make sure that you've accounted for making sure a turnaround is before the gate.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from the applicant on that? Go ahead,
Madam Chair, Board Member Wolfenberger. One question about I know this is a standard requirement in terms of the 6-foot sidewalk connection from building to the right of way. I am skeptical that we are going to be able to achieve that with every building on this campus. I can understand the access to ADA parking spaces. I don't know if we're going to be able to get a sidewalk that connects to either Eastman or University or Stryker for every building.
This is Jean with transportation. I think all of the sidewalk is in place along the access ways. It's just that within the individual parking lots, you would need to have pedestrian connections to the individual buildings, because it looks like you already have a network of sidewalks shown throughout the site.
Madam Chair, Board Member Wolfenberger, we may come back to you for further discussion on this. I'll sort of get back with my team and we may reach out to you to discuss this further.
Okay, thank you.
Planning comments?
This is Robert Webb. We had many of the same comments on the North project as well. Code enforcement already touched on the electric vehicle parking, reviewing the alternative landscaping plan, lighting, the wall issue was already touched on, and the aviation and Kirtland Air Force Base. Okay. Also addressed the Mesa del Sol Level B master plan as part of the justification, and then we're silent for IDO and DPM requirements. Demonstrate all EPC conditions are being met from SI 2021-00975. Provide a plan sheet that includes all the buildings covered on the site plan. And similar to the other production office, per 5.2D of the IDO, the site and building design considerations, we'll need the analysis for that. Solid waste signatures and all other appropriate signatures will be obtained before final sign-off. Facades must meet the building design standards of employment center and provide approval from Mesa del Sol Architectural board for the final building facade. And already touched on the questions that we had regarding signage, that you guys are going to address that at a later time. They're not going to have a phasing plan. And the only other question we had on the building to the north, the mill building, is there's one sectioned off portion. And is that a separate structure, or is that all part of the mill building?
Chair Gould, Board Member Webb, that is the new central utility plant. So it will be look like one building. It will have a dividing wall, but it will essentially be all one part of the same building.
Okay, thank you. I have no further comments.
Okay, thank you. So it looks like we are where we were at the end of the other three cases, which is there are comments that need to be addressed. And the question is then, what is the amount of time needed to address those? Are we looking at a deferral again to the 20th?
Madam Chair, I would suggest the 20th.
Okay, excellent. Do we have a motion to defer this item, which is number 6, to the meeting of October 20th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Thank you. Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. So item number 6, PR 2021-005573, SI 2021-01482 site plan is deferred to the meeting of October 20th. It's been about 2 hours since our last break. It is at the pleasure of the board. I'm wondering if we would like to take a perhaps 20 or so minute break. We have quite a few items left yet, and I am open to a longer or a shorter break again at the pleasure of the board.
This is Blaine Carter with Water Authority. I make a motion that we break until 1 p.m.
Okay.
Ernest Termahill, Hydrology, second.
Okay. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gold for Planning, I approve. So we are in recess until 1:00.